A groundbreaking measure to reduce plastic waste has just qualified for the 2022 ballot. The proposal would give companies a big incentive to reduce plastic packaging by taxing each item by one penny. It would also make producers meet certain goals for recycling and reuse. Jennifer Fearing is a legislative advocate advising the nonprofit Oceana. She says that would raise about $1 billion a year.
That would go to funding local governments so that they can upgrade waste and recycling systems to support broader waste reduction, recycling, and composting. And then the final 30% would go to environmental mitigation.
The American Chemistry Council opposes the measure, proposing instead a more lenient national plan to require all plastic packaging to be made of 30% recycled material by 2030. The ballot initiative would ban styrofoam food packaging and would apply to all plastic packaging and foodware, including items sold in stores, restaurants, and online. A huge percentage of the items consumers try to recycle actually end up in landfills, and now many foreign countries are refusing to take our trash. Fearing says throwaway plastics are causing widespread environmental degradation.
Plastics are just choking stormwater drains, water treatment and sewer systems. They're showing up in the form of microplastics in the oceans and in freshwater.
A 2020 study in the journal Science predicted that with current consumption patterns, the amount of plastic waste in our rivers, lakes, and the ocean will more than triple by 2050. This is Suzanne Potter for California News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.